And Juneteenth represents something big to me, just because I actually, and I felt bad, like, when I did, like, have to say this to myself, like, I wasn't really hip to it until everybody made it a thing. Like, you know, we all know social studies is whitewashed. You know, we only learn about certain things in school. And if you're not a person that really does that outside research, you kind of go off what you're told.
Kings and queens to the Juneteenth episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My slave name was Joshua Chapman. No, let me stop. my name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Bob, a.k.a. Baby Yadas, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I am here with both of my Nubian brothers as podcast hosts first.
Right, Pink. Right, right.
A.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Like the raw shea butter that comes from Africa. And Derek Small.
Open your eyes to what's going on, brothers.
Open your third
open
eye.
Eye. Open your the cool chip will be unprovoked.
A.k.a. D Smalls, a.k.a. Anthony Mackie Jr., also known as your new... Captain America, respect him. Respect him as your Captain America.
Oh, AKA, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
AKA, damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to our Nubian brother, D Will, for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. And shout out to our other Nubian brother, Dre, for the intro music. We appreciate you, sir. Support Black businesses, you fucking cowards.
You cowards.
All right, I don't know where I just got all that energy from. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
My brother.
Man, that was a very chaotic energy podcast intro. But yeah, it is the Juneteenth episode. Juneteenth is this Saturday as of when this episode comes out. Not when we record, but it is this upcoming Saturday. So, yes, we are going to talk about it. Last time that we sat down and talked about this, we were still in the test episode phase of the It's Just Jokes podcast. So now we can fully bring it to you guys. Shout out to everyone that listened to all the test episodes. Like,
shout out to y'all. Big time.
We really trusted y'all because we were just like, we were testing shit out, bro. Like, we were
just setting the foundation, basically.
We were setting the foundation. I was saying a couple wild things, you know.
I mean, you do that anyways.
Do you have a filter? I don't think
so. I do. Okay, y'all.
I knew this nigga in high school. He was way worse.
I'm like, come on,
Jesse,
like,
menace now.
Come on, y'all.
Nigga, bald head Jesse.
You said bald fade Jesse didn't have a
bro.
The legend of bald fade Jesse. That nigga will never come back.
If bald fade Jesse was in a cage with a hungry tiger and a gorilla, I'd still put my money on bald Jesse. They're like, yeah, the only way you can get out this is winning. He would just come out with the fucking tiger skin draped over his back and the gorilla passed out. Like, I don't know how he would have done it, but he did it.
He would have done it. That man was wild. It's a wild man. But you know what is wild? That this podcast will mark for us a year since a lot of racial hysteria and racial tension began in this country with Breonna Taylor, with George Floyd, you know, even with Tony McDade. So, you know, I know last year, Juneteenth was like really significant. I wonder what's everyone's thoughts about it, you know, a year later, everything that's happened, you know, the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 has on low-income, Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities, BIPOC communities. Like, what are y'all thoughts now, like a year later?
It's been a crazy-ass year, bro. Like, we started this podcast. We came official on October 1st. But, you know, we were, like we said, doing test episodes before that, sort of setting up the foundation, all that kind of stuff. Like, I just remember being in the crib and seeing, you know, Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd and all that kind of stuff. And it was really, at the time, we really thought, this is our racial awakening. This is, you know, this is going to be the thing that really brings everyone together. And, like, sort of, but not really, because, you know, the world kept spinning. People, you know, stuff, I mean, stuff still happens. Stuff still happens to this day, keeps going on. And, you know, we've seen somewhat change. We've seen companies and stuff put out statements and put up money, but I don't necessarily know if things have changed in the way that we have specifically been asking for a change. I think my biggest takeaway in looking back in this past year has honestly been in remembering just what we were, that sort of last year was the year that we all collectively sort of decided, we're going to make Juneteenth a thing. Like, we are going to go out of our way to sort of celebrate this, because it was something that had been talked about in my church and in my, you know, family and community and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't as big of a celebration. It wasn't like, yo, we're cooking out today or doing whatever. And last year was the first time I think we all sat down and was like, with everything going on, we need to make this a day for us. And we're going to continue to make a day for us. And now this year, like, I know we having a big thing in my house for Juneteenth. I don't know exactly what we're going to be having because, you know, as of this recording, it's like a month and some change away. But I'm looking forward to having all y'all over playing only Black music. I know you heard that, Jesse, your DJ. But, you know, stuff like, you know, like just having y'all around that space and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, for me, that's the biggest thing, is just that, you know, we've sort of set this day and this time aside to celebrate each other, be around each other. Not that we need a reason to celebrate, but if we're going to have an Independence Day, or we're going to have a day, we're going to make this as big of a thing. Because Black people always, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, all that kind of stuff, all that shit is just a day for us to be around our people and kick it. For real, for real. I don't think none of us really care about the 4th of July. But it's just, hey, it's a day off. We got someone's grilling. Someone got the fireworks. We around a positive space. And so now, sort of, you know, like I said, taking that energy and putting that towards Juneteenth, I think is great. And then also to sort of not forget the ancestors that didn't make it over here, that chose that death at sea rather than to be enslaved peoples over here, and what really just the whole historical event that is Juneteenth, what it really means for our people. So yeah, I know that's sort of going in a lot of different directions, but that's really how I've been feeling about this for, you know, like I said, the past year or so.
The past year has been a lot, right? You have the various, you know, killings, obviously a global pandemic. And if we're talking about like our foundation of like the podcast, it's definitely been a release for sure. Like from between all that stuff I just listed and like personal life, being able to like record, you know, with you all has been like a release. But talking about the things that I mentioned, it feels like we move forward at moments. Like we make progress, but then like Josh mentioned, the world just seems to keep spinning, right? And like the way that I think about things in terms of like my impact, because like I always ask myself internally, if I'm not on necessarily the front lines, right? Like in those protests, like what am I doing to affect change? And I think you have to ask yourself that question in even a bigger context this year, or over this past year, just because if we're not even doing little things to help our community, then everything is just going to continue to like, you know, overbear us. So like I focus myself, if I'm not, like I said, I commend everybody who makes that choice to, you know, be on the front lines and do that. So the way that I want to impact like my community is through like education and like the different programming that like I'm a part of, or that I've been a part of, you know, throughout my 3 years, and just to continuing to support, like donating to different funds. And hopefully those funds are being used for the right reasons, but you know, different things like that. Just because I always ask myself, like, how are you making somebody's life better each day? Because there's always so much negative that it feels like sometimes you can't even affect change, like yourself. Like you're always overwhelmed by hearing different things in the news. And Juneteenth represents something big to me, just because I actually, and I felt bad like when I did like have to say this to myself, like I wasn't really hip to it until everybody made it a thing. Like, you know, we all know social studies is whitewashed. You know, we only learn about certain things in school. And if you're not a person that really does that outside research, you kind of go off what you're told for some things, not everything, but, and finding out how big it was and what it represented made me want to celebrate that way more than July 4th, just because it's something that's exclusive to us. And like, you know, Josh said, again, I'm keep going back to his conversation, like being able to this year, you know, be moving forward in a pandemic, but like, of course, still in it, but being able to hang with people, right? Being able to have that, those bonds, you know, and be able to see people in person, right? Like, it's one thing for me to talk to y'all over FaceTime or something, but for me to actually pull up, you know, to Josh's house and be like, bro, you know, it's the last time we actually seen each other in person. Like that's insane to me. And knowing that we'll be able to do that is just, you know, it's kind of an overwhelming feeling. Like, I really don't know how I'll feel like when I'm able to see all my friends again, just because it's been like a while. And I think Juneteenth is important just because we have to recognize things that are for us and continue to push things that are for us and support things that are for us, because we're the only ones that seem to support our community anyway. So.
Yeah, it's been over a year. Well, it's been about a year since the last time we all hung out, because that was when I came home for like those 2 weeks in July, right?
Yeah, when we were in your, it was me, you, Jesse, and Devin.
Yep.
That was
that's not, but that's not counting, you know, Lou, Rebecca, exactly. Leah.
It's going to be function now. So like that's,
it's going to. Oh, and all of us also before y'all start asking questions and shit like that, all of us have been vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? We all, everyone on this podcast has had their two shots. Rebecca got Moderna. Devin, I think, is getting his second shot next week. So that'll be the 11th, I think, of Pfizer. I think Leah has gotten both of her shots. So yeah, we two dosed up over here, motherfucker. Like, don't say shit when we on the ground, no mask on and all that type of shit. Like, we good over here.
Yeah, like, it's just going to be like such a, just like a breath of fresh air, you know? Just because like, it's really going to be just welcoming. I mean, it's going to be like the peak of summer. Like, we're going to be like getting right into summer. So, you know, a lot of demon time activity. A lot of demons listen, for listen, some of y'all out there. I just like to go home and read my Bible. You know, I don't do too much.
But. I'm going to be outside on the grill, no shirt on. You feel me? You feel me? We're going to make one of them tipsy bartender drinks and shit. All right, everybody going to be litty.
Showing them gains, brother. Show them gains.
Gains, boy. I'm going to be 180 solid by then, bro.
But yeah, just in general, like I said, I just feel like we need more, especially in times like this, for the people that may not show it. Like, we just need more love going around. I never really got the whole, like, trying to compete with every Black person you see or thinking you got to one-up the next guy, like, the next person. Like, it just don't make sense to me. So, like, just show love, man, and, like, be there for your people and enjoy the time that you do get, because you don't know when you're going to get it again. So.
So what we have seen within the past year is no different than the systematic dehumanization, castration, and elimination of our ancestors that we've seen since 1619. That has been an oppressive state of Black folks since they have been abducted from their own cultural tribes and been brought here in this country, the land of opportunity, the land of freedom, the land of which has been stolen by Indigenous and Native folks, and have been driven out of their homes and have been put on reservations and are dealing with chronic alcoholism. That is the legacy of this country. And it's built on the backs of indentured servants, but it's also largely built on the backs of Native, Indigenous, and African slash Black people. Blood, sweat, tears. And constantly you have a group of people, now I'm particularly talking about Black folks, who have literally built this country from the ground up and have been in almost every major shifting political point in this country, from the Civil War, where they were one of the three critical issues, to Reconstruction, to post-Reconstruction, to even modernizing this country. Been in every social and socio-political point. And even in through those times where they have been, when this country was in dire need of them in World War II and World War I, you know I set them backwards, but still, you're still seeing a constant need for Black people to justify their, not only their citizenship, but their humanity. And that's a constant, constant theme. And it was no different from last year. What we saw, unfortunately, from George Floyd and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, that's no different from that we've seen from Philando Castile, from Mike Brown, from Eric Garner, and from Trayvon Martin, and from countless other souls that were taken by the hands of white supremacy. It's no different. So then we get even more complicated about this, because then we have to talk about the deaths of our fellow Black LGBTQ brothers and sisters and folks, Tony McDade, where constantly folks were misgendering McDade's identity. Instead of calling McDade, rightfully so, their pronouns, he, him, his, they called him she, her, hers. And so we're even seeing that particular issue, that complicated issue of not only how do we, when we're talking about advancing Black politics and we're talking about advancing the cases of Black Lives Matter, that constant contesting of making sure we're letting our Black women have their voices in and Say Her Name campaigns be involved and making sure that our Black LGBTQ plus binary, non-binary and non-conforming folks are in too. And trying to put that in. We saw a combination of all that last year. And sadly, it's, you know, things haven't changed. It's just a constant rhythm. It happens all the time. And what we saw from last year was just really disgusting from a lot of companies. Because, you know, it was just in name. And it was just a way of grabbing money. See, Josh had had this right on this part when he said the world just kept going because it kept going. Capitalism kept capitalizing. Capitalism will keep finding a way to capitalize on anything. And since 1619, capitalism has found a way, particularly in this country, to use Black bodies in a way to humiliate them, in order to shame them, or use them as public spectacles. It has not changed. Even in our prison justice reform, first of all, we keep talking about reform and nothing changes. Nothing changes. We keep talking about we need to, you know, change the way how we do police protocols. We need to change the way that we, you know, the mission statements for our polices, or we need to pick better polices. We have this talk year in and year out. It's the same thing. But one thing is noticing, though, and I've noticed this particularly for our generation, just like every other generational cohort before us, we're being more radical. So before us, our generational cohort advocated for reforming police. And that was insane in context for them. For us, we're jumping, or we're shifting for some of us from, no, don't reform the police, defund the police, abolish policing. Let's do more community service works. Let's add more resources into having more therapeutic sessions for incarcerated folks, or for folks that are struggling like with drug addiction. Let's focus on that. And so when we have a holiday such as Juneteenth, a holiday of which that was about which is really a political strategy that was really used for Abraham Lincoln in order to make, or for the Confederacy to give up, because again, enslaved blacks made up a large part of the Confederacy's materials, either their food or either their weapons, etc. So Abe Lincoln found a way to internally disrupt the Confederacy in order to keep that union together. And even then, it took about 2 to 3 years, because remember, Instagram and all social media didn't exist, for the word to get out that there, that hey, slavery is not permanently existing, and voluntary servitude, to be more exact, is no longer allowed. And even then, you had some folks all the way up to the 1970s even that still did not know that they were emancipated. But even if they were emancipated from, even if they were emancipated from involuntary servitude, there were still laws put in place to keep the legacy of slavery going, such as sharecropping, such as mass incarceration. So all that that we saw last year was just a combination of things that this country, to be quite frank, just does not want to face. This country does not want to face its ugly, racist past that is created and that it continues to create. And so a lot of ways, Juneteenth is like a very bittersweet day. It's a day where we all come together as Black folks, you know, we're on a barbecue, we're all coming together, you know, having good food, having dances, you know, trying to celebrate. And because in the midst of it all, we still found life, we still found joy. But even over us, we still know the next day the fight starts. Or who knows, even on that day, the fight will keep going. Because let's say nothing horrific happens on June 16th. I hope no one loses their life on June 16th. But let's say something along the lines of some type of symbolic legislation comes into play. That's going to have all of us groaning. Because we all know it's just a name. And we all know you're just doing this because you now are just figuring out, oh, this the blacks like this. This is something that the blacks like. So we're going to do this for the blacks. And then next time around, we're going to lay this down as the foundation for other minorities. And then we're going to make sure that we celebrate and have half-ass policies for minorities. So, okay, June 19th, we got that done. Okay, Christopher Columbus Day is coming up. Oh, so we're going to call that Indigenous Day, and we're going to make another half-ass symbolic policy too. So it's a lot of things that it's a lot of complicated things that we have got from last year all the way up to now. But if anything, it just shows you that history will continue to repeat itself in this country until the very same systems that was used to oppress us are completely gutted out or completely destroyed.
Before you move on to the next thing, real quick, you had an important message in there. Saying Black Lives Matter is intersectional, right? So don't say those words or don't try to act like you for the people if you're not really for it. So,
yeah. That, guys.
You already knew he was going to drop the knowledge on us real quick.
Yeah, we got a quick lesson from Professor Pink here. And I don't say that in jest. I mean, Jesse's going to get his PhD. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a professor at some point. We're just speaking that shit into existence. I guess the thing I'll add, and I don't know, we have much beyond this. The thing I'll add is, for me, like Derek said, the most joy I'm going to be able to take away from this is being around you guys in full. This past year has been difficult on us all. And I think we sort of all just say that, you know, some people, you might say that passively or whatever, but it has been really tough. Like, I think this is sort of an eye opener to how sociable and social we all are and even need each other in that sort of way, right? Like, even someone that's myself that considers himself more, you know, a little bit more introverted, a little bit more like, maybe not introverted is a word, but a little bit more of protecting my space and needing my own space, found out like, damn, like I missed going to work and then coming home and then going to the gym and then seeing my, you know, that sort of thing, and being able to just get on a flight and go to see my then girlfriend or go home or whatever, right? Like I missed all of that because I was trying to be protective of this family that I have and all that kind of stuff and doing the right thing and staying inside. And so I am so looking forward to having all of you guys over and cooking out and having a great time. The biggest thing that I really enjoyed from last year's Juneteenth celebration, though, was that I did get to spend it with my family in Maryland. And it was my first real celebration of Juneteenth. And it was something that we all, and especially someone that I still love and hold dearly, Julian, was like, I'm so glad that we were able to do this. Like, this is great. Like, I want to do this every year. And so to be able to kick it off with that sort of energy and to spend that time with him and all that kind of stuff, like Derek or Jesse, I don't remember who said it, but, you know, spend that time with your people because you don't know, like, you never know when you can't get that shit back. Like, I can't get any of those moments and stuff back. And, you know, that's the stuff that hurts, but that's also the stuff that really, like, you're able to look back wide picture and, like, really appreciate it. Like, I appreciate the time that we spent when I was in Chicago. I appreciate the Christmas thing that we had December of 19, I think it was, homecoming October of 19. That was so much fun. You know what I'm saying? Like all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, graduation weekend when Kobe came up, you know, just that it didn't result in nothing because we was at the function for like a half hour and then went to it.
Hey, that's a story for another day, man.
Don't even give it that much time, Josh.
I wasn't even there. And I was like, oof.
We weren't even there. I felt so bad.
I wasn't even there, man.
I felt bad for Kobe because we got taxed at the door. But also, like, we just had been, like, we had fun hanging out together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And shout out to God, because we're not going to get into that. But
let's just say, when we left the after move, it was not long after that the block became a little hot. That was God's timing, like, get out. And we were like, okay, cool. We gone. That's funny. It's that all of us looked at each other like, hey, you ready to go?
Bro, something like swooped through the air, like the universe, and something was like, yeah, we gotta shake.
We all at the same moment, bro. That's hilarious to me. But yeah, like being able to spend those time, you know, when Jesse would come down to Como, all that kind of stuff. Like, it was always a trip. You know what? It was always a trip getting you out of St. Louis for whatever reason. Like,
St. Louis don't rock with Jesse. I need the audience to know this. Like, whatever.
I don't know why, but like,
whenever Jesse frequents St. Louis, whether he's like in there for real or like passing, something happens. Like,
You know what it was? It's entering Missouri. Because when he would leave from St. Louis, they would be like, oh yeah, we got home an hour and a half early. It's like, damn, like your train conductor was just like pushing it, bro. Like I didn't know train conductors could do that. Like, but coming into Missouri, they're like, nah, we're gonna put a bomb on your train. It's just like,
no, that really did happen, y'all.
I'm not bullshitting. Like they like for real.
We were I was two cars down.
It's the silent, serious voice for me, bro.
He had a whole bomb.
You said, I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same.
Sometimes I wanted to self-destruct.
But yeah, so yeah. I say all that to say, I'm really looking forward to this celebration that we're going to have this year. Definitely want to keep this episode on the shorter side. Please, if you guys don't already, go get some people and go celebrate each other.
Have fun.
Have fun. Enjoy Juneteenth. Enjoy, like be black and exude joy in public. like in a public big manner. I don't care if people look at whatever, bro. Just enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Take care of yourself. Black lives will forever and always matter. And thank you guys so much for listening to the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman. For Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, for D Will, thank you so much for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate and love the hell out of you, bro. Thank you to Dre for the intro music. We appreciate you. Thank you to King Boy and JL Azir for the outro music. We appreciate you guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Ayanna Monet Stanley Jones, rest in peace.
Samir Rice, rest in power.
Alton Sterling, rest in peace.
Philando Castile, rest in power.
Rhea Milton, rest in peace.
Elijah McClain, rest in peace.
Shakuri Abdi, rest in power.
Tamala Horsford, rest in peace.
George Floyd, rest in peace.
Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace.
Breonna Taylor, rest in peace.
Oluwatoyin Salu, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to all the names that we didn't name, to all the people that we have lost along the way, for all the ancestors that never made it to this land, for all the ancestors that gave their life for us to have freedom. Rest in peace.